Isn't God good? All the time? You're supposed to talk, Dusty. That was your opportunity. Amen. We're continuing our study on the faith to dance tonight. We began with faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So as we're building on this, we hear the word and hopefully we just not be, we'll be not just hearers, but allow the word to have an effect and be doers of God's word. Amen. We talked about to be redeemed, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. He's delivered us from darkness to light and from bondage. He's delivered us from Satan, from the curse. And, you know, so he came to redeem us, faith to redeem. Faith to regenerate us, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. We're regenerated, renewed, restored, recreated. Amen? He didn't create us wrong to begin with, but sin of this world messed us up. And now he's reforming us and reshaping us. Amen? Then we talked about to reunite. 1 John 1:3, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. We talked about koinonia, being in partnership. Then we talked about to represent. In Acts 4:33, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Power to tread, power to speak, power to discern, power to rebuke. Behave back there, Donna. Power to witness, power to heal, power to preach, power to strengthen, power to assure, and power to overcome. Don't make me have to teach back here tonight. Oh, it's solace. Okay. Of course. And also is to reside. He says, be not, in 2 Corinthians 6:14, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion have light with darkness? He has separated us from this world. But tonight I want to talk to you about to reign. What comes to your mind when you think of to reign? Yes, Dusty.
Your buddy.
Do you have authority over? That sounds good, Dusty. Do you have authority over? It's not only that, to have sovereign power and to have the greatest authority. You know, the Word of God says it, and 1 John, open your Bibles with me to 1 John chapter 4. And I believe what the Lord wants to get in our hearts tonight, if we get a hold of this revelation, what we're looking for is faith to be activated to defeat every weapon the adversary forms. Okay? And 1 John 4:4, he says, you're of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. But what I want to get a hold of tonight, and what and do for us to get revelation of and understand, is greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Now, he can only be greater if I allow him to reign. If I get out of his way and I submit to his will and not my own. In other words, he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but so many times we think we know more than he does. We get this thing in our spirit or in our gut that says, don't do that. But we do it anyway. Because just like the Israelites, we're a rebellious people. We're stubborn. But what God wants you and I to understand, if we submit to his authority and allow him to reign in us, that we'll operate and we'll walk in victory. Because victory doesn't always look the way we think it should look. But what we have to understand is that God sees the beginning to the end and everything in between. Amen? So when the Lord quickens you and I to do something, he wants us to allow him to reign in us, to reign, to rule, to have supreme authority. So with that in mind, open your word with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse number 19. This is very interesting when you look at it, you get revelation and understanding. He says in 1 Corinthians 6, 19, he said, what? Question mark. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? You and I have been purchased. Amen? We belong to Christ. For you were bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. In other words, the Israelites, they had to travel once a year to come to the temple to honor God. But God chose to make his temple inside of you and I. Amen? And what we do recognize to allow him to reign, you have to understand that I don't belong to me anymore. I belong to him. And if I really believe it, I say these things, but if I say it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me, in other words, me got to get out of the way. Amen? Me got to let God arise so the enemy be scattered. You know, because the way I want to do it isn't necessarily the way that God wants to do it. So, in other words, hey, your body's his temple, and he wants you and I to allow him to be in control of it. Submit ourselves to him. Submit ourselves to the word of God. If we're not being conformed to this world, but we're being transformed by the renewing of our mind, so that we may prove what is a good and acceptable and the perfect will of God, we're following the Spirit of God and according to his word. God says you're a holy temple. You belong to me. Amen? You used to belong to him, but no longer. I purchased you. I bought you. Amen? I bought you with my precious blood. So he wants to reign in our hearts and lives. Turn with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. There's a spiritual and there's a natural. There's a spiritual and there's a physical. The apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3:16, he says, know ye not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. In other words, he is doing a transformation in our lives. He's preparing us for his glory. Amen? Amen? And he said, well, Pastor, I can't do that. And yes, I can, because if I truly believe God's word, he says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. And if God is true, I can follow through and do whatever God asked me to do. Are you with me? So there's a spiritual. He said, not only your temple of the God. Wait a minute. So look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I think we'll shut these back doors. This is, Donna came in, they got excited. I want to make sure y'all are here because I'm so soft-spoken. Right, John? You with me, brother? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 16. He speaks about the physical side. He says to you and I, "In what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you, the temple of the living God, and God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Amen. So he's with us. We're being transformed. We're being transformed in the image of God. Amen. We were created in his image to begin with, and this world has marred the image, and we're being recreated. And I think what God wants to really get in our hearts is just not a spiritual action, but it's a spiritual and a physical combined. He says in Ephesians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul, in verse number 18, he says, "For through him," speaking of Jesus, "both we have access by one Spirit unto the Father," the Holy Spirit. "Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple of the Lord, and whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit." What the Lord is saying is God has given every one of us the Holy Spirit. We're all gifted together. All of us have gifts. And as we bring these gifts together, these gifts have to manifest themselves. These gifts have to be active and alive in the body. And then God's glorified. Then God's magnified. The problem is there's so many gifts that are just laying dormant. Amen? And not being activated in the body, that thing that God called you to do, he'll anoint you to do it. You know, and he'll empower you to do it. And as we come together, these are like living stones living together. It's a spiritual and the physical both. In other words, I can have spiritual gifts, but unless I put them in action in the physical, they never have manifested. You know, I mean, we just can't deal with the spiritual realm. If we're just dealing with the spiritual realm, we'll never have an effect on the earthly realm. And God doesn't want to lose anyone. And the thing about it is, God is a gifted. Somebody is sitting here with the gift of God, an anointing of God. He might be a prophet, or he might have a word of prophecy, or man or woman, a word of prophecy. And there's a man over here that's just coming, that's searching. God told him to go, and he would hear a word, and he came to hear the word, but the man didn't speak the word. And then he forgot and said, "Well, God's not alive. I don't know. I'm confused." You know, in other words, God wants us our gifts to be activated. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's reigning. Amen. But all of us have to put our foot to the pedal. Amen. So this goes spiritual and physical. You know, the Word of God says in 1 Peter chapter 2, it speaks of both physical and spiritual. That would be both. And 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 5, he says, "Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices accepted to God by Jesus Christ." Amen? So in the, so what God is saying is we're truly allowing him to reign in our lives. When he says move, move. When he says do, do. You know, he might tell you just to jump up and down. You only get what you come with an expectation to receive. Hello? If I don't go into the Word, or if I don't gather expecting to get something, if we just do it for the sake of doing this, it's a waste of time. And time is short. You know? And guess what? I love you, but I also need you. We can't do what God has called us to do without you. That you're valuable and you have great worth. The world may not see you like God sees you, but God wants you to recognize who you are. You're his child. You're an anointed man or woman of God that God set apart for himself. That he loves you with a never-ending love. And he has plans for your life. And he's going to use you for great and mighty things. Amen. And the great and mighty things might not be for the multitude of things. It's the little things that matter. So many people are always looking for the big things. It's the little things that changes people's lives. A little bit here and a little bit there. Here a little and there a little. Amen. Things haven't been going like you thought. But the Father says that don't grow weary. I promise you, I said I would do those things and I will see it through. I'll do everything that I said I would do. He said, I'm not a man that I should lie, nor the son of man I need to repent. I said it and I will do it. Recognize who is in you. Recognize what is in you. If you really had revelation that God was really in you and the fullness of God was in you, no weapon formed against you would prosper. And every tongue that rises up, it would just bounce off of you. I'm rubber and you're glue. It's going to bounce off me and stick on you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. In other words, what the Father wants to get in our hearts tonight is for us to have revelation and understanding what it means about the letting the one that's in us reign. See that, you know, we gotta allow him to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. I don't know about you, but he knows a lot more than I do. Hallelujah. I can see my mind compared to his. His brain would, like, this room, it wouldn't even fill this room. It's just, it's unimaginable. Amen? So he said it's important that we recognize and allow him to reign. And then, greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. Amen? Because if he isn't reigning in my life, he ain't greater than he that's in this world. I made the world larger than he is. I have to run and look. I have to run and find. I have to go try to search for something that's already within me. Hello? So he says first, it says the realm, the reign. Secondly, we're going to look at the realm. The realm. Look at me in Romans chapter 14. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm breaking in this new Bible. Bear with me. Huh? Jan gave it to me. And, Romans 14:7. We're looking at the realm. Verse 7 says, for none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord, or whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Hallelujah. So in other words, I've got the reign, I've got to understand that he's Lord. Wherever I go, wherever I travel, whether it's in the workplace or in the home, wherever I am, he reigns, and he's got the realm. He's got the control that he's my Lord. I live, whether I live or whether I die, I'm his. Amen? Amen? We don't have this spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind, because we know it of the one that's in us. Amen? I don't know about you, but early in my Christianity, I was always trying to run to find him. Hello? I would run to try to find him until finally he gave me the revelation that says, why you go looking everywhere? I'm inside you. I'm inside you. I got to keen my spiritual hearing to understand that we're in the realm of this world, but we're in a heavenly realm because the Father's with us. Everywhere we go, he is with us. Amen? He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He is close as the call of his name. I'm not down, Jesus! Hello? You know, he reminded me when Elijah went up to the mount to meet God. He wasn't in all the noise. He was a still small voice. Amen. And keen in to learn his voice. And one thing you will find about the voice of the Lord is he'll never go contrary to his word. There's an imitator that almost sounds like him. But it won't be according to the word of God. Amen? Are you with me? This is all for his glory. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse number 7. The Apostle Paul says, for who maketh thee to differ from another? Question mark. And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Question mark. Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it? Now you are full, now you are rich, you have reigned as kings without us, and I would to God ye did reign, that we also might reign with you. In other words, the Bible says, hey, you know, we're to be a blessing to others, you know. In this realm, you know, everything I have is a gift of God. Well, you don't understand, Pastor. I saved and I worked. The Lord prepared the way for me to save, and he gave me the job to work and the ability to do it. Amen? So if I recognize it, and I recognize in the realm, amen, in other words, then I don't become stingy. Amen. Give it shall be given back to us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. You know, when I was looking at this realm, we're to also to retain his realm. What do I have? His glory. Where am I at? His realm, his glory. 1 Corinthians 4, 7. It's all for his glory. Then it would be for his to his blessing. First Timothy. Is that where I was going? No, 2 Corinthians 8:9. Let me go find it. I was somewhere else. Second Corinthians 8:9. The word of God says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. You know, I think what the Lord was speaking to my heart about is in this season of giving, that we've been blessed to be be givers. And the Lord says, listen to me. He says, don't judge the one you're giving to. And don't look at them like they need to deserve it or be in position for you to give it to them. The Father wants us as children of God, where He is reigning and the realm that we are in, to be a blessing. Where everything we have comes from the Lord. Amen? So we want to bless. What did Jesus say? He said, even bless them that persecute you and despitefully use you for my name's sake, for great is your reward. Amen? We have the food pantry. But we want to do some things, you know? We want to help people during this season we're in. It's a season of giving. Amen? And I'm going to give. And I ain't going to tell you what I'm going to give, but I'm going to give. Because I can't outgive Him. That's just, yes, Dusty. You can't eat it?
Anybody need a cornboard? I mean, never mind.
You've been playing too much volleyball, man. Oh, soccer. I know, but you were playing volleyball and it was supposed to be soccer, right? Yeah.
Pastor, doesn't 1 John 3:16 go right along with St. John 3:16?
Sure does. Yep, that's where we're going right now. To be responsible. His what? What's next with 1 John 3:16? His command. Man, I'm all messed up. Huh? Right. In 1 John 3:16, he says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for our brethren. Yeah? Amen? How many are in a giving mood? Hi. Amen. We're blessed to be a blessing. Amen. I think one of the things the Father wanted to say in this is in this reign, that when we allow Him to reign in our hearts and lives, Jesus gave His very best in the realm. And the realm is to be a blessing. Amen? And the Lord's been speaking to me to be a blessing to those without. We're not just to take care of the body of Christ, but this world should be looking to the church for the answer and not to welfare. Hello? The church is to rise up and to take care of them. And you say, well, I don't want to take care of them. They don't deserve it. They didn't earn it. Well, guess what? You didn't earn or deserve what you got either, but God blessed you with it. Well, you don't understand. I went to college. Well, somebody helped you. God helps you do it. Oh, I did it myself. No, you didn't. God gave you the strength to do it yourself. Amen? So he wants us to be responsible. Turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 1. Remember what James said. He said, show me your faith and I'll show you my works. For faith without works is dead, being alone. Actions speak louder than words. We just have to talk a big talk. We got to put action to it. Amen. The Word of God says in 1 Timothy 1, verse number 12, The Apostle Paul said, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who enabled me, for he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Amen. In other words, he recognized that God opened the door of opportunity for him. You know? And he was blessed. Did he go through trials and tribulations? Yeah, but he had a thick pocketbook and he was still taking care of people, even from prison. Hallelujah. He wants you and I to be faithful with what he's entrusted us with. In 1 Corinthians 4, verse number 1, he says, let a man so count of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it's required of stewards that a man be found faithful. What are the mysteries? Those without don't have understanding of the word. You know, this isn't be a mystery. We're here so that it doesn't remain a mystery. You know, that God wants us to have understanding and revelation. He gives us these things to retain, to keep it. The Word of God says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 20, the Apostle Paul says to his student Timothy, he said, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. Amen. In other words, keep that which is entrusted to you. Keep the word. Keep God. Keep him as the Lord and reign of your life. Keep him as Lord of your life. You know, if the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord, Kurios, or supreme, or head, or one that reigns. Not just my Savior, but he's the Lord of my life. And he reigns through the throne, which is inside of me, and inside of you, which is the throne of God. Amen. And he is saying those things that he's entrusted us with, that we're to glorify him, in them, and through them. Amen. You know, it's just like the widow. She only had a little oil and a little meal, but it was blessed. Hello? And it's not about the amount. You might have a lot, not have a lot, but if you're blessed with what you got. Amen. Amen. Your card this week, right? Your card this week, right? Amen. 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 So he says also that he has made us ministers in 1 Peter chapter 4. You should underline this in your Bible. As every man have received the gift. Every last one have the gift of the Holy Spirit that are in Christ Jesus, and everyone has a gift. There is not one person in the room that is giftless. He says, as every man have received the gift, what do I need to do with it? Even so, minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. My page stuck. Must have been eating snacks at that time. Just kidding. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. In other words, every last one of us are gifted. God says, let's recognize the one that reigns in us. Let's recognize the one that reigns in us. Let him have lordship. Amen. Let him have control. Amen. And then he has the realm that we're in, the realm that we're in. Every time that I come into a room or you come into a room, God comes into the room. Hallelujah. I mean, he, you know, wherever we go, you know, most of the ministry that I do and ministering I do isn't here. Even though I minister to every one of y'all, I have opportunities to minister to someone every day. In some way, somehow. Amen. And it may be someone that's just having a bad day. And I enlighten their day. And I bring joy to the day. Because of what? Because of the joy of the Holy Ghost. Because the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faith. Amen. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the gift of faith. Every last one of us have been given a measure of faith. Each and every one of us have a gift that God wants us to activate, to put to work. Amen. You know, and we get revelation of this, and guess what? You know, sometimes we've been waiting for this sign, this wonder, and this miracle, but it's about somebody's faith coming together, and when faith connects, power takes place. Hallelujah. We can't say with one breath, by his stripes you are healed, and the next breath, baby. Hello? If it's the Lord's will. No, I hate to hear that. No, it's his will for you to be sick. Stop it. Stop it. God wants to bless you. And guess what? Sometimes when I'm going through stuff, God's trying to reroute me. Not every direction I'm going is the direction that God's called me to go. Sometimes I'm going down this direction, oh, I think I'll go over and do this. And all of a sudden, I get out of the will of God, and I get in a mess, and I say, well, Lord, where are you? And I got to get back on route. You know, I think the Word of God says, and follow me in verse number 6. He says, for you and I, that the communication of our faith may become effectual by the acknowledgement of every good thing that's in us in Christ Jesus. In other words, the communication, my faith is communicated to others, and it has a good effect, a positive effect, when it glorifies Jesus. And it's being manifested to others. Amen. And that's when the communication has an effect. It's effectual. That's why he says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Because it has an effect, because it's communicated in faith. Amen? And as we're ministering to one another, God wants faith to arise so the enemy be scattered. We say, let God arise. Well, God arises when we allow faith to arise. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. For they that come to him must believe that he is, and there is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Amen. So as we're looking at this tonight, what God has said is, one, hey, let's recognize who reigns in us. Let's give him the control. In other words, allow him to manifest himself through you in the realm where you're at. Wherever you're at, in the workplace or wherever you're ministering, let him flow through you and I. And then the communication of our faith has a positive effect, and it does everything God said it to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's all stand. Hallelujah. Can we lift our hands? You can stay in your seat because you have silence. Just kidding. Hallelujah. Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, I thank you for every man and woman that's in this room tonight, Father God. I thank you for the call of God that's on each and every one, that your call of God is irrevocable.